Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
The newest members of the new generation of smooth jazz, we welcome 17-year-old guitarist Sheldon Ferguson to the show. You just heard City Nights from his debut CD, The Brighter Side. We also welcome his father and manager, Michael Ferguson. To Sheldon and Michael, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
Wow. You are such a talented, talented young man, Sheldon. We are so excited to have you on the show. Mike will be calling in shortly, but I want to go ahead and welcome those to the chat room. Anita, Dr. Solo, the guests, I'm Tamara. Welcome all. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Sheldon Ferguson's name. And that will bring you right into the chat room. Also, we would like for you to call in and speak with Sheldon. That number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Oh, Sheldon, 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 we love your music.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. Now tell us, let's start with your background. And how old were you when you started playing the guitar?
I started when I was 11. I was like, started going to the sixth grade.
Okay. And what was your interest in the guitar? Why did you start playing?
It was just mainly from church. Like, I'd always wanted to play an instrument, but I'd never tried it before. And, just listening to the guys play at church, like, I really liked what I was hearing. Terrence Young was actually the guitar player at my home church at the time. So I guess just hearing that sort of inspired me learn to play.
Okay. Mr. Ferguson, what did you guys do to encourage him, to continue playing?
Terry, we just tried to provide an avenue where he could get some formal training. He's been in formal training since he was 11, with weekly professional lessons for 5 years, 6 years now, I guess. And, allowed him to take advantage of those lessons, and that's what helped shape his career.
Okay, so now, Sheldon, where did you get your formal training from?
Well, my original guitar teacher was a guy named Chris Richards, and I guess I was with him for about a year or two before going to my current guitar teacher, Daniel O'Dell.
Uh-huh.
And then I've had other lessons from the side from other guitarists. I knew J.P. Smith, Terrence Young, say my main teacher was Daniel O'Dell.
Okay. Now, you are a senior at Spring Valley High School. And what do your, friends and peers think of you?
They my friends support me really well. Like, they, they're proud of me for being able to do what I do at, such a young age, I guess. They're always, talking to me about it, asking me what I'm doing, stuff like that.
Now, are you involved in band at school?
I'm in the district jazz band from Richland District 2.
Okay. Tell us about that.
It's a pretty large group. It's like people from four different high schools, like around the same area in Columbia. And it's just the musicianship is great. We do all kinds of, pretty complicated charts. It was a really great group. We did it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we started in 2010. So I did it my sophomore and junior year of high school.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Ferguson, do you play an instrument?
I always tease people when they ask me, do I play? quick response is, I play CDs and cassettes. That's as close as I come. So it's certainly nothing that was passed genetically.
I understand. Now, you are Sheldon's manager. So how has that job been? What are the challenges are you finding being his manager?
Well, I think it's probably more than I intended to bite off when this started early on. And his talent and his offers for playing have just escalated in the last couple of years. And getting the CD produced and recorded in studios and getting it out in the public and working with graphic artists and things of that nature. It was probably a lot more than I wanted to get involved in, but it's been fun. But right now I'm really interviewing people to take it over and carry it to the next level.
Oh, okay, okay. Now let's talk about this CD. Sheldon's debut CD is called The Brighter Side. Sheldon, I understand that there are some, two or three cover songs on the CD, but the rest of the songs you wrote and arranged and produced yourself?
Well, most of the songs were composed by myself, and then I had a keyboard player. His name is Rico Tyler. He sort of like took them and further like arranged them, you know, changed a few things around. But yeah, for the most part, they were written by me.
Okay, so now when did you decide that you wanted to do a CD?
Well, I guess that was about like at least a year ago. That is, you know, it was something I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, have my own, you know, my own original songs to play. Like I'd always done, like, you know, covers of, you know, popular songs. I like doing that, but I wanted to kind of expand it a bit further and, you know, sort of, you know, use, you know, my own creativity to come up with something and be able to actually play it live and stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, now who else is on the CD with you performing?
I told you about Rico Tyler. He's playing keys on almost every song.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually did like a lot of the drum programming, the bass, all that through his keyboard. And then I got on. But I do have some features. So I have a saxophone player named David Glenn. He's also from Columbia, a great saxophone player. He's amazing. He's the one playing on City Night, song he just played. But he's on there. I got on my band, Soul Unique. We have one of our songs on there, and I have the vocalist in the background with, that's on Smile. So we got on their background vocals there. Keyboard player, all that. They're on there. And then I've got Superior Edwards, another keyboard player from Columbia. He's great too. He produced Sailing.
Okay.
Playing all the keys and the bass and drums on that.
Okay. Now, Smile was the first song that I heard. I went to your MySpace page and listened to that. So I'm going to play that next. So tell me about this song, Smile.
This song is actually the first song that my band Soul Unique did together. They it's actually written by our keyboard player and lead singer. So it's like I guess that was about at least a year ago. I heard that song for the first time and I just loved it. The first time I heard it, it's like a real laid back R&B kind of jazzy sort of song.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to do my own instrumental version of it. So I, you know, sort of arranged my own little version of the song. And I think it turned out pretty well, so I'm happy about getting to do that.
I agree. I think it turned out pretty well, too. This is Smile from Sheldon Ferguson's debut CD, The Brighter Side. Wow. Okay, so now, Sheldon, remember when, after I heard this song, I said to you, I hear Jimi Hendrix in this song. Is he and if one of, you know, one of the persons, people that has influenced you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, Hendrix is still one of my favorite guitarists. I remember I started listening to him, I think, my first year playing guitar, and I love his style. I love his music. I've always been influenced by him a lot.
Yes, I mean, I heard Jimmy all over that. That was really nice. That's one of my favorites. That was called Smile from Sheldon Ferguson's debut CD, The Brighter Side. So who else influenced you in your music?
I actually have a lot of influences. Like I listen to just about anything that has, you know, guitar in it. You know, I like jazz, I like R&B, blues, gospel. You know, all that stuff. So, like, you know, as far as jazz goes, my big influences are George Benson and Norman Brown. You know, I listen to them a lot. You know, like, out of all the guys I listen to, that's probably who I listen to most.
Okay.
I guess I feel like I really relate to their styles, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I get a lot of stuff from them.
Okay. I want to read you a couple of comments from the chat room about your music. Anita says, okay, in my opinion, this kid has been here before. Do you hear this? Way too deep for 17 years old. And Dr. Solo says it don't make sense to have that much feeling that young. You have to have been here before. Great music. I'm telling you, just good music, good music. So, Mr. Ferguson, how is it in terms of getting gigs for Sheldon? Are you finding that that's hard or easy in the area?
It's fairly easy.
Okay.
Getting paid gigs is probably fairly harder. I think the local musicians all go through that saga of trying to get recognized.
Right.
Their work. A lot of people like to take advantage of local artists and not pay them for their work.
Mm-hmm.
They work as hard as or harder than anyone. And just like everyone deserves their pay, they certainly deserve it as well. But Columbia, South Carolina is full of great musicians. It's a great place for Sheldon to grow. And a lot of local artists have given Sheldon an opportunity to play in bands that, at an early age, that most people don't have a chance to play at 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Now, Sheldon, do you have a musical mentor?
I do. Like my dad said, like, I've been really influenced by, like, the people who are right around me in my
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians in Columbia are just real supportive and real quick to try to help me. So, like I mentioned Terrence before, he's always been like a sort of a guide for me, and, you know, a mentor, like you said. Like, you know, as far as just playing guitar in general and, you know, performing and just, you know, he's helped me a lot with stuff like that. He's been sort of like a role model for me to follow as far as music goes. And, you know, I've got Mike Stone. He's another big one. I did my very first show at the live band was with Mike Stone here in Columbia. He just I had never played with a live band before. He found me in a music store one day and just asked me to come out and play. And that was just, ever since then, it's just been great, you know, big influence on me.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Now, if you would like to see Sheldon play, there are some videos on YouTube. He has a page on YouTube, and you can, yes, YouTube, and you can go there and see him play as well. And I'm telling you, the music is really, really good. Sheldon does not have a release date yet on the CD, but we definitely want you guys to keep him in mind. So when that CD drops, definitely want you to pick it up, support the artist, and pick it up. All right, I have a question for you. Tamara would like to know, have you sought out or are you in touch with other young, up-and-coming jazz artists like Vincent Ngala, Nicholas Cole, et cetera?
I do know who Nicholas Cole is. I think you just told me about him about a week ago. He is amazing. I found his page on Facebook and saw some videos on YouTube, and he's just, I was really impressed. I couldn't believe it, you know. I don't know a whole lot as artists my age, I guess, because, like, you know, a lot of people my age just don't listen to, like, jazz and stuff, you know. But, you know, I do know a few, I know a few musicians, you know, do play it. Maybe not, like, always, maybe not doing a lot of live stuff, but, you know, I mean, a handful of people.
Interviewing young artists such as yourself and Nicholas and Vincent and Gala are my favorite interviews to do because you guys are such an inspiration, number one. And number two, I am just amazed at the music that you put out, the production, the writing, the arrangement, you know, from such a young person. It amazes me. So I feel the same way, you know, about you that I did when we spoke to Nicholas, that I did when we spoke to Vincent. All of your music is just, it's unreal. It's unreal. It's so good. So I'm happy to have you on. And I'm going to get back to another song here. The next song is I'll Be Waiting. Tell me about this one.
This is one that I wrote almost completely myself. Pretty much everything except for the keyboard solo that was on Rico Tyler. He did a great job on that. But I really love this song because of, like, it really represents my style, belly lines and everything. I try to put, like, you know, I when I write, like, I don't like just coming up with, like, grooves and stuff. I like actually having, like, meaning behind my songs and stuff. You know, I try to put the same emotion in my melody lines that you would with, like, a singer.
Okay. We're talking to guitarist, a 17-year-old guitarist, by the way, Sheldon Ferguson. His debut CD is called The Brighter Side. If you would like to call in and speak with Sheldon, the number is 646-716-5485. This is I'll Be Waiting. Thank you. Wow. Oh my gosh. That's called I'll Be Waiting from Sheldon Ferguson's debut project, The Brighter Side. Mr. Ferguson, when you hear his music, what do you think?
Oh man, I'm just glad that I've been able to, you know, really bring out what I want to do, like as a writer, as a musician. And then not only that, but just like thinking about where I'm going to go from here, you know, it just makes, you know, it just kind of excites me to think, you know, what I might be doing, what I might be writing, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe like a year from now,
mm-hmm.
you know, the next CD, all that. It is, you know, it's really exciting to hear.
Mm. So, Sheldon, I want to know what your thought process is for writing a song. And let's take this I'll Be Waiting for example. As a 17-year-old, what inspired you to write this song?
Let's see. My writing is like, I just try to put, like, different things in it. Everything I've been, like, influenced by sort of helps. Like, when I write a song, or that, like when I'm just playing, like I just, like I don't always think of it as like something specific, like a
mm-hmm.
specific genre or something like that. Like even if it's something's jazz, you know, I can have it influenced by, you know, R&B. I could, you know, play a blues lick in it. I could play, you know, a gospel lick or whatever. You know, I just, you know, I like to incorporate everything in it and try to make it something unique, you know. And then, like I was saying before, like, I try to put, like, as much, like, real, like, I guess, emotions into
mm-hmm.
the music. Just like, you know, when someone does a song, you know, like, by, like, a singer, you know, whoever, like, they'll, you know, they automatically relate to the lyrics and the melody and, like, the message or whatever. And, like, I try to do the same thing with my music, you know, even if it's instrumental, like, I still want to portray the same feelings, because that's, you know, pretty much what my playing is about, is, you know, feelings.
Right. Right. Okay. Anita in the chat room wanted to know if you had a website, and I know that you guys are working on that. Any idea when that will be launching?
Oh, it should be out there in like a couple of weeks or so. I have my Facebook page. I have like my regular Facebook profile, and then I have my like page with the pictures of the album and all that on it. So I'm going to use that for keep people updated on the CD and performances and all that. So everything should be on there. But I will have a regular web page pretty soon.
Okay. And what about Twitter?
Twitter, I'm actually not on Twitter yet. I probably should get on that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. You definitely need to take advantage of the technology and promote your music and promoting
right.
yourself, you know? And all of those will definitely help in that. Mr. Ferguson, did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just going to say the website address, which should be available in a few days, is www.sheldonfergusonmusic.com.
All right. Sheldon Ferguson Music. All right. Write that down, people. Remember that name. Remember Sheldon's name. All right. Got that. SheldonFergusonMusic.com. Okay. Let's get back to some music. Love Letter. Tell me about this.
This is a cover of Love Letter by R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I chose this song is actually a suggestion by my keyboard player, Rico Tyler. He recommended that I do something like sort of current. I really wanted something that would like catch people's attention and people would like and relate to. It's always nice having something that people can kind of sing along with, or, you know, something they can really relate to.
And I have to tell you, this one is Mike's favorite. Mike likes this one and Sailing. He's a big fan of the song Sailing, so whoever does that song, he likes it. But he definitely likes Love Letter, for sure. All right, from Sheldon Ferguson's debut CD, The Brighter Side, this is Love Letter. that song. That is hot. That is hot.
Thank you.
Like that. That is Sheldon's cover of R. Kelly's Love Letter. Oh, that was great. And you killing that guitar, dude. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. So what's coming up for you? What are you looking forward to in terms of your music? Are you looking to sign with a label or just remain independent? What are you looking forward to?
Actually, I'm planning on staying independent because I really like being able to be free with my music, be able to do exactly what it is that I want to do.
I agree.
So, that's why I like the independent thing.
Yes, that's good. Now, you're a part of a band called Soul Unique. Tell us about this band.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, tell us about the band.
Oh, it's we're basically an R&B band, but our music is a mix of a lot of different things, just soul, rock, blues, jazz. It's really a mix of a lot of things. We have three background vocals, three girls, and we have our two lead male vocalists, drums, I play guitar, bass, and it's just I'm really proud of this band. We really come a long way, and we've done some pretty great things, and we're really about to take off now with our own CD coming up within the next month or so.
Okay. Now, is this your band?
Not exactly. It's I don't really think it's not my band in the sense that it's where I'm the band leader or something like that. It's pretty much an R&B group, Main Condition.
Okay. All right. Now, you've performed at a couple of events, Auntie Karen's Foundation and Legends of Jazz kickoff event. So tell us about Auntie Karen. I had not heard of that one before.
She runs a charity organization called the Auntie Karen Foundation. She's great. She does a lot of good stuff for support the arts and all the stuff jazz, and just keeping the stuff alive, helping kids who don't have don't have music programs where they live and all that. She does a lot of really great things. And then they host the Legends of Jazz concert every year here in Columbia. And that's always something great to look forward to.
Okay. Mike has just called in for a few minutes. He is preparing for a wedding. So let me just introduce you to him. Mike, meet Sheldon and Mr. Ferguson.
How you doing, Mr. Ferguson and Sheldon?
Good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing Mike. Okay. How's everything with you guys?
Great.
That's cool.
Everything's great.
All right.
You just played your favorite song.
Yes. Love Letter.
The Love Letter? Yes. Yes, I love that cover. You guys did a great job on that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play Sailing next. This is another favorite of Mike's. He loves the song. Period. But tell me why you chose to play this one.
Sailing is just one of my favorite songs, one of my favorites of all time. It's just a song that I really like, really wanted to do, and I think I played it pretty well. I performed it a few times before I actually recorded it, and it's just something I really like to play. So I'm really glad I got to do that. The actual CD.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Sailing. Ah, Sailing, Christopher Cross.
Yep.
Done beautifully by Sheldon Ferguson on his debut CD, The Brighter Side. I have a phone call for you. Ashley, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, Terry. How are you?
Good, good. Meet Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hey, Ashley. Is this... what is
Yeah.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I am fine. I just wanted to call in and ask you something.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to know, one, what was your favorite song off of your album, and what's your inspiration for your CD?
Well, my favorite song is definitely I'll Be Waiting. That's just, okay, like my favorite song I've ever written. I think it really represents my style really well. And I guess my inspiration is just, like, life, music, experiences, you know, whatever I can think to think about when I'm playing, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, something specific or something general, just, you know, I put a lot of feelings, emotions in my playing for when I'm writing.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
No, that was it. I just wanted to tell them that I'm proud of them or whatever.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Ashley.
Are you welcome, Terry? And bye, Sheldon.
Bye, Ashley.
All right.
All right. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have a question or any comments?
Just the fact that, once Terry sent me the music that, she sent me 5 tracks, and I said, I loved all 5 of them. And then, you know, she told me how old Sheldon was. And the fact that you were a senior in high school, I was quite amazed by your talent, you know, your gift. And plus, like I told her, you know, I read that you initially started when you were 11 years old. So that's, what, 6-7 years that you had to kind of perfect your craft. And in that short amount of time, you came up with basically a masterpiece. I mean, because the songs are good, the covers are nice, they're arranged very good. What's the name of the song that got the singer in it, sir, you sent me? Is it called Smile?
Yes, yes.
Smile, yes. I love that song, too. That's a good one as well. But, you know, I'm just amazed at all the young talent out here like yourself, Nicholas Cole, Taylor Burris, and Adrian Burst from out in Vegas. There's so many young guys out here that, I think that the future of the genre is in good hands because not only are you guys playing very good, but you guys are putting these projects together by yourselves too. So
exactly. Well, Mr. Ferguson, I want to say congratulations to you for having such a talented young artist in your family, in your midst. You've done a great job with him.
Thank you, Terry. It's amazing when you think back a year ago. Sheldon said he wanted to do a CD. But his reservation was he didn't think his music was good enough.
Mm.
He just said it's not good enough to put together a CD. And I said, well, let me listen to some of it. And a year ago, I was blown away by what he had written. I'm still in shock, still proud of him and what he's done. He stayed humble.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the local artists love to play with him because he's humble, and he's kept his mind in the faith.
And Sheldon, what do you think of your music now?
I'm really proud of how it's, you know, how far it's come. Like, I guess back a year ago, I was still in the beginning stages of my writing. And then back then, I wasn't as proficient on other instruments, mm-hmm, like the keyboard and the bass, and you know, I didn't know a lot about recording, so I guess that was part of why, you know, I sort of, I guess, criticized my own work a little bit. But I'm really happy about how far I'm really proud of what I've written.
Good.
Project.
Well, mm-hmm. We think you have a great project. Go ahead.
No, he does have a great project. I was going to ask him, now that you've done this and everything, how are you guys planning on trying to get it out to the people and you know, promote and market the CD. What's your plan for that? Because, I mean, people need to hear this CD. It's very good.
Yeah, like I plan on selling it a lot online. Like I'm going to have it on iTunes and CD Baby. I have it in some local stores around Columbia. And, you know, just performing the song wherever I can, you know, selling them at concerts,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you have a great, great debut CD. It's called The Brighter Side. And as soon as you guys get a release date, please let us know so that we can, you know, let everyone know that information and post that information as well. So we can start off with some good sales on that. Because you got a great project here, a really good project for a 17-year-old. I mean, it's really good. It's really, really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. And thank you both for joining us today. And Sheldon, much continued success to you. I will definitely be following your career for sure to see where you go.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys having me on the show. I mean, this has been great way to get my music out there.
Yes, definitely. And we will continue to promote it as well. So, like I said, you know, we'll build the buzz about it. And as soon as it drops, hopefully you will get some good sales numbers on it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Well, thank you again for joining us, Mr. Ferguson. Thank you as well. We appreciate having you on.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for what you continue to do for young artists.
Yeah, we love the young artists. We definitely love them, for sure. All right, gentlemen, you guys have a great day, and Sheldon, I will see you on Facebook.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was guitarist Sheldon Ferguson. He is 17 years old. His debut CD is called The Brighter Side. That is expected to be released in a month or so. So as soon as we get that information, we definitely will be putting that out there. But in the meantime, Sheldon, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I'm sorry, there was a question in the chat room. Dr. Sola wanted to know if there was any singles available for purchase.
Not yet.
Okay.
I had the song that you told me about on my MySpace page.
Yes.
But that song, that's about it. I don't have any for sale yet.
Okay.
So the whole album will be coming out soon, though, within the next month or so.
Okay. All right.
Two weeks.
All right. Well, we look forward to that, definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, Mike, I know you're on your way to a wedding. You have any last-minute thoughts?
No last-minute thoughts, just that, like I said, well, I'm actually on time, sir, if you count CP time.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Yeah, CP time. You got to give CP time some time. I am going to an African-American wedding, so, you know, CP time actually counts on this.
Why do you want to put that out there like that, Mike? Why do you want to do that?
CP time. I get this. Just getting started.
No, that is so wrong. That is so wrong. Okay. All right. Real quick, I wanted to mention that some of you know that Jeff Gollop has lost his eyesight. And so there is going to be a benefit concert to help him with the medical costs, you know, with him going around seeing doctors to see if they can do something to help him. So there's a benefit concert coming up on September 14th at the Hyatt Regency, and scheduled to appear so far are Mindy Hebert, Alonzo Bodden, he's a comedian, Rick Braun, Brian Culberson, Richard Elliott, Jeff Gollop, Jeff Lorber, Eric Marienthal, Philippe Sace, John Waite, Peter White, Kirk Whalum, Michael Linkton, and more to be announced. Also on Facebook, Ken Levinson owns the Smooth Jazz Spot, and he has secured two tickets to give away to the members of the Smooth Jazz Spot for this concert. So now what you have to do is you have to go to the Smooth Jazz Spot on Facebook, and actually it's called Smooth Jazz Spot, and then in parentheses put Smooth Jazz Spot.com, and that will take you to the main page because there are subgroups in that page. So what you have to do is become a member of that. You join the group, and then each entrant will receive an assigned number, and then the entries will be accepted through Sunday, September 4th. After the contest ends, a winner will be drawn using random.org, and then either Ken or Doreen will notify the winner of the tickets. So you definitely have to be a member of the Smooth Jazz Spot to enter to win those tickets for Jeff Golub. This is a benefit concert for him to help with medical costs and helping him restore his sight. So definitely check that out. I'm understanding that the production staff, the sound and light tech, security, all of those people are donating their time to this project as well to help with this. So please do that. For more information, you can go to tix.com for tickets and for more information. The tickets range from $50 to $105. All right. So that is our show. We are not on tomorrow. We will be back Monday with flutist Jeff Kearns. His CD is called On the Level, and this is another good CD. So that's Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Mike, you have a great time at the wedding.
Thank you.
All right, and I will talk to you later. Thank you to those in the chat room, Anita, Beautiful Butterfly, Cheryl, Dr. Solo, the guests, Tamara, and Victoria. Thank you all for joining us today. And we please tune in to Monday because we're not on Monday, tomorrow. So tune in Monday.
We're not on tomorrow. Okay.
We're not on tomorrow. Mike, you're off.
Wow.
You got a day off.
Come on. All right,
yeah.
Cool. and we got a real fast going to announce that too, that about Nierman from last
right.
week.
Yes, go ahead.
Just real fast, I want to announce that I added a Nierman Laos to the to my roster as Mastermind Entertainment. So I'm going to be now managing Nierman Laos, and I've been kind of pushing him for about a week now. And I want you guys to check out the Wave in Toronto. He'll be getting featured all week on that station, and it's going to be a 10 CD giveaway on that station very soon once we can get them the CD. So check out Nierman Laos and of course Tony Exum Jr. So
all right.
Got this thing going on.
All right. Congratulations, Mike. You're doing a great job with Tony, so I have no doubt you will do a great job with Nierman. So congratulations
right.
on that. Yeah.
And Tony's going back to Baltimore, too, for all you guys out on the East Coast. He'll be back in Baltimore October 14th with Brown Lanier, Art Sherrod, and Pamela Williams. So that's going to be a hot show.
All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, talkingsmoothjazz.com and mastermind-entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at jazz_queen and the Daily Grind. That's THA. Daily Grind.